Now, the story of two sisters who are in Manhattan this week. They are twins, in fact. One is inside the Republican convention. She's a member of the Massachusetts delegation. The other is outside, protesting GOP policies. Day to Day's Mike Pesca has the story.
Pundits have been quick to tell us, too quick to tell us, that we're living in the age of division, forgetting perhaps such testy periods as the American Civil War. The line about that conflict was brother against brother. In 2004, at the Republican National Convention, it's sister against sister. Jean Kangas is a Republican alternate delegate. Last night at Madison Square Garden, she and the rest of the Massachusetts delegation cheered Rudy Giuliani and reflected on the speech she just heard from John McCain.
I admire John McCain. He talks straight, he makes decisions, he enunciates them very clearly. I agree with John McCain, and I don't agree with my sister.
The day before, her twin sister, Joanne Steele, was in her element, picketing outside the garden. This week, protesters vilify absent or imagined Republicans. Republicans scoff at their stereotypes of protesters. How nice that Steele and Kangas each have a real person to spar with.
I think they're serious about getting rid of Israel.
I know you
don't believe that. I stand four square behind Israel and democracy in the Middle East.
As evidenced by the casual use of words like four square in familial debate, these two have a commitment to dialogue.
Palestinians have to create their own democratic system within what is now essentially a totalitarian rule.
Or at least disagreement. Their political identities were forged as the oldest children of a Republican Massachusetts legislator who resigned his position and gave up his business to enlist in World War II. The family was solidly Republican. Even Steele cast a vote for Barry Goldwater in 1964. But after college, Steele got caught up in the women's movement, eventually founding a feminist magazine. That brought her to the Republican convention in 1976 as a journalist and sometimes protester, while her sister was inside as a Ford delegate. On some issues, like who to vote for, neither could change the other's mind. But Kangas says she's been persuaded by her sister on occasion.
She has opened my ears. I think my memory is correct in this, Joe, that you were the one who first really told me about the women's movement and how important it was, and we used to talk about that.
For sure.
And I immediately said, "Why, of course! I used to have the first issue of Ms. Magazine. I don't know where it is right now."
I was
an early member of the National Organization for Women.
Steele has a harder time citing a specific example of her mind being changed, but maybe that's because she's had to be staunch in her beliefs as family demographics trended against her. Kangas' children not only became Republicans, they became Republican lawyers. But Republican lawyers who enjoy hearing the other side of an argument, which, to hear Kangas tell it, almost evens the playing field.
Yeah,
by the way,
lawyers,
when we do start to talk about these matters over the Thanksgiving table, nobody else can get a word in edgewise. So we try to avoid it to give everybody enough airtime, because Joanne has more than enough to say.
Steele says her fellow activists often fall into the trap of thinking of caricatures when they think of Republicans. Kangas took her sister out to eat with members of her delegation right before the convention started. Usually, the reaction is shock, but on that night, Mario Cuomo was sitting at the next table, so it was nice to have a liaison to the liberal community. Plus, Republicans embrace the idea that family values are American values.
What are American values? They're progressive. They're liberal. They're laissez-faire.
I think the country's values have always been conservative and traditional, and it's been very hard to bring more socially, I would say, responsible and positive values into governmental policy and action.
Well,
it always has been.
You're on totally opposite sides, but you both think you're in the majority.
Guess so. Well, it seems to look like at this
point. Well, maybe 50% each.
Tolstoy said all happy families are alike. Steele and Kagan proved that not everyone in them has to be. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pascoe.